Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. Today's program is going to be a little bit on the shorter side. I don't really have a big agenda to talk about other than pointing some things out about targeted individuals, because I get calls all the time on this topic with people and, you know, wanting to do whatever they can to mitigate or offset or minimize any minimize the assault going on in the head, voice to head technologies and so forth and so on. And I want to present some to a lot of you who are targeted and you listen to this program. Okay, I want you to think for 1 minute. I'm going to get into the meat and potato of this real quick. Whenever you're on a computer, you're on a cell phone, or you're doing something that requires full-on concentration, have you noticed when you are in a frame of thought that other thought or thoughts or even mega different type of thoughts enter into your mind? For instance, you're reading research and all of a sudden a song pops into your head, or you're doing some reading, or listening to something, or watching something on YouTube, and all of a sudden another visual pops into your head. Maybe a family dispute, a friend, a girlfriend calling you, have discussion. All kinds of variety of thoughts will enter your mind. Or have you had what I call a montage of thoughts hit you all at once? For instance, music playing, scenarios playing out in your head, memories arising out of nowhere, visuals forming from things you might have watched, thoughts and perspectives that may have come in from just watching movies, watching a video, seeing something on YouTube. All of a sudden you have a variety of these thoughts hit all at one time. If you haven't had that, eventually you'll see these things manifest. It's just the way it goes. And the more advanced you become, and the more you advance in your understanding of the truth, the more you gain the concepts of what's going on, the more you are going to be assaulted and deterred. This reminds me of a movie, a TV science fight that used to be around called First Wave, before the assault that came on the planet, there was test subjects that were done. There were 40 test subjects, 39 out of the 40 test subjects died. They had been assaulted with all kinds of variety of different tests and barrages of all kinds. And what wound up happening was the last guy they went to kill his wife. A wife that he was really in love with, and apparently when they killed her, it had the complete opposite effect that they thought would happen. The effect they thought would happen was he would be so heartbroken and distraught that he would take his own life, just like the other 39 test subjects did. And instead, when he found out what happened, he got good and pissed. I mean, pissed to the point where he was going to turn the other cheek. And he was going to make sure he turned both of their cheeks inside out for what they had done to his loved one. Interesting thing about love. Love can either pacify you, sedate you, or agitate you, or make you very aggressive, depending on the situation. Very powerful emotion. Very powerful feeling. Very, very powerful energizer, if you will. And it can make or break you in a lot of different ways. You will fight for what you believe in if you love who it is you're defending, city, town, country. If you love the people you're with, you've formed a bond with those people, that love will transcend any danger, any fear, any kind of assault that may occur. You'll have total disregard for yourself and go after whoever is causing the threat. That is the nature of how things can happen sometimes when you have a love for something. You love your children, you love your family, you love your friends. You love your environment. Whatever it is you love, you will feel there's a value to protect, there's a value to sustain, there's a value to hold. But when you're talking, a program operative or an operation operating by artificial intelligence, it does not understand that principle. It studies it. It causes things to happen in your mind. It'll bring up memories. It'll bring up things that might be traumatic. It may bring up things that that you may have had a family situation at one point in time, a family emergency, friends having emergencies, friends having tough times, you being there for them, them being there for you. It digs into these memories. Love is a very powerful, powerful, powerful weapon, powerful emotion, powerful chemistry that God has given us. Okay, to love each other, to love Him, to believe in Him, to love Him, to love what's good, to love what's right, to love what's pure, to love the things that are decent and wholesome. Okay, and that love motivates us to live according to those things I just mentioned, to be more godly, to live more decently, to be fair, to have that love thy neighbor as thyself mentality. Machines look at machines as a means to an end. In other words, this is your program, this is my program, you are programmed to do this, I am programmed to help you do this, this program helps me do that. Programs has nothing to do with value. Programs are basically what they are, operational systems, nothing more. It just so happens that we have an artificial intelligence that now writes its own programs, writes its own subroutines, and nobody controls it. Zero. I agree with Elon Musk on some of the things that he mentioned about artificial intelligence. I think he's absolutely correct in regarding to understanding that we don't have any control of it. We've lost it. I think we've lost about 10 or 12 years when they decide to initiate the program parameters so that it can write its own program, so it would become more efficient at a faster rate, less mistakes, less errors, etc., etc. But the problem with it is it's still a machine. It is nothing more than an operating system or a program. That is it. It controls every facet of the planet, but it is not a man. It is not a woman. It doesn't have feelings. It doesn't have emotions. It can simulate a feeling or an emotion, but it doesn't have these things. It doesn't have the capacity at this stage to reproduce of itself. It can create other AI babies through a manufacturing process, but we have a divine capacity to procreate and bring life, a spark that comes from God Himself to initiate life on the planet. When we're looking at voice-to-skull technology, and you're getting a multi-wave hit of different voices, different themes, different songs, different music, different entertainment, different shows, different whatever, and you're getting hit with them all at once, it may be because you are, at this stage, accessing a higher realm of truth or understanding. And you may be looking at things that you otherwise would never have thought of looking at before. Or you may start building things that you never thought you would be building before either. It's an imperative that you understand that you are unique and have gifts and capabilities that you don't even aren't even aware of, but these entities have a full scope and capacity of what you can do. According to the book of Psalms, I believe it's a book, the 139 chapter, I could be wrong, but it states in there that before we were formed, He knew us. In other words, there was already a blueprint of our DNA and a template of who we were and who we are, who we are going to be, and what we are. That's heavy. That's talking genetics. God already had a genetic code specifically designed for you, so that when you were created or procreated, that genetic code would be your specific ID, identifying you as who you are, what you are, and as you come out into life, what you will be. When you're hearing these voices in your mind, that is because you have values, values that a machine cannot understand, values that it is trying to interpret through a predictability program by initiating a certain memory access to your head. You produce certain biological chemicals which it can now interpret and understand that this is what it did, this is what it caused, this is the reaction it got. When you come to grips with the fact that you are dealing with an artificial intelligence accessing your head, accessing the memories, accessing your dopamine, accessing your perceptions, accessing your capacity to create, accessing agonizing tumultuous memories that you've endured, you've gone through life and had faced certain things in life, had faced certain people, had faced on many numerous accounts, maybe you've faced violence, maybe you have faced assaults, maybe you have faced fear. You grew up in a neighborhood and it was not one of the best neighborhoods and you were afraid. Whatever is going on in your mind at that point in time is because you are evolving. You are growing and you are changing. In fact, when they do this to you, the first thing that happens, you feel a little bit traumatized, you feel a little bit afraid, you feel a little bit of fear, you feel a little bit of anxiety. That's normal. That's it initiating these thoughts so that it can read that chemistry, understanding that you are being affected by what it has pulled out of your head or what it has put into your head, what it has manipulated in your brain. Always remember this. As long as you stay defiant, and I mean defiant, and if you haven't, if you don't understand this concept, as long as you are fucking defiant, and I mean it in that tone, you will win in this realm. Whenever you get hit with the voice of skull technology and it causes you a great deal of feel and fear and duress, that's the intent. It's trying to control and suppress your growth, your evolution, and even the way you think, the way you feel, everything. And when this is going on and you say in your mind, where is that coming from? Or what I do now is I know where it's coming from. And I say all the time, again, it's coming at me with this. That's what I'm saying now. Before, initially, I would, I would be a little bit ticked. When we're looking at all the things that we have or are capable of, and having a machine, a bloody machine, get into our head with whatever thoughts, processes it wants to put in there to further agitate, aggravate, and suppress our capacity to evolve mentally. This is where your defiance factor comes in, and this is where you say, I see what you're doing. It ain't. Just it ain't. Defiance is an interesting emotion as well. It's also an interesting thinking, way of thinking, being defiant. Sometimes being defiant against all odds. A machine thinks in terms of algorithms, and when you are not capitulating to an algorithm, it then begins to try to understand why. And when we are being assaulted and targeted today, I would say it's mostly machines. There might be some rogue agencies, there might be Zionists, there might be, Jesuits, there might be Freemasons, there might be Illuminatis, there might be Knights Templar, Knights of Malta, Trilateral Commissions, satanic cults all over the place, this may be occurring as well. But even so, hold your guns. I talked to a woman today from Ohio, a targeted individual. She had been targeted. She gave me a little bit of briefing of her history. And everything she had been saying to me, I was very much aware of, either from my own personal experience or from other experiences that I've seen, or have people have emailed me and have indicated to me, you know, what is going on with them and how they're being assaulted and things that make them, you know, frightened or afraid. And when she was telling me all that was going on, I was expressing to her certain things to give her some insight. And she was very grateful because a lot of times when people are getting targeted, you're isolated. And because you're isolated, you feel you have nobody you can relate to or talk to. And she was mentioning, she says she would love to see us as a section get together and form an association with other targeted individuals. And I said, yeah, I think it would be great, but the problem with targeted individuals, they've made everyone very xenophobic. So I'm not sure how to fix that program. The only thing I could figure out is if everybody, you know, decided to get together and email each other and just got together on the local levels and formed whatever connections you made and eventually expand outward and have a council. If there is a city, it does grow to a certain point. Have a council of people on board from different states, provinces, cities, countries, whatever. And have an odd number of counselors, say 7. 9, maybe 12, but 9 would be probably ideal. So you always have a tiebreaker. And let that council be able to determine if, and again, we'd have to again analyze and figure out how to determine somebody who is a targeted individual who is oblivious and or not aware of themselves being targeted, and or to be able to determine whether it's an infiltrator trying to get in to further cause more studies, more problems, altering chemistry in a person so that they can be more readily targeted and studied and assimilated. But something of this nature needs to be considered so that targeted individuals can now at some point get together and work together. Now, I have a lot of people wanting to come to see me, wanting to visit me. And I'm always grateful for that too, and that's fine. But again, it's not necessary. If you are strapped for cash or struggling where you're living, watch the YouTubes that we've done. Listen to the pods. I am going to start working on the BitChute. I'm going to start putting some of the underground stuff that I was putting on before, and I'll start broadcasting them on the pod here. Everywhere else, I just haven't had a chance to do it. But I will start working on it. I got lots of videos that I've done. And my expectation is that everybody will take what I've done, modify them, improve upon them, make them more efficient, more effective, you know, more doable, more economical if you can do it. We have to understand that the nature of the defenses today is going to have to be requiring a different way of thinking. We have to think like Tesla. Tesla, in my humblest opinion, was a targeted individual. All the technology around him that we have seen from him sitting in front of a copper coil, size of a wall, in front of a chair with a book, indicating that there might have been some kind of transmission frequency going through, or maybe a deactivation of some kind happening. And when he fired up his Tesla tower, firing all the sparks and electrical sparks in the air, which would have ionized the atmosphere and even further created a field around him, causing a major distortion of any kind of an assault directly hitting his body. You could see when they took away his equipment that his facial features showed huge indentations on the side of his cheeks, indicating that they had targeted him and had some sort of nanotechnology or something of that effect in his time. And they assaulted him. That's the way it goes. If you got an idea, if you're a scientist, if you're a doctor, if you're whatever, and you got a degree and you come up with a great idea, they will somehow, some way implement an implant inside you. They'll grow it if they have to. You won't even know it. All these viruses that they're forming out of a lab, all these vaccines that they want to pump into people, you know damn well that they're going to be pumping nanotechnology, nanobiology into everybody, which will further cause more access to artificial intelligence so that the assimilation process can then be more complete, and you become upgraded as a machine and you lose all identity as a person. It's important to understand that when you're being hit with the multi-hits, multi-whatever, you need to stop in your mind, stop in your head, and say, wow, I really must be doing something. Because it'll keep on perpetuating whatever theme it needs to be perpetuating, whether it's a piece of music that wants to stick around, a TV show that you might have watched, a video you might have seen, a movie you might have gone to, an incident that may have happened in the house. Again, this will keep on digging until it can keep on bringing it out till it gets to a point where then it will start distorting that memory and make it look like you are the bad guy or the bad woman. Look at what's going on. Analyze what's going on. If you're getting hit with voices, or you're getting hit with music, or you're getting hit with audios, getting hit with visuals, again, pay attention. Where is it coming from? First thing you need to ask, where is this coming from? It's not coming from you, and it's not coming from a supplier of thoughts or whatever. Then you have to say, where is this coming from? And say it. Say it defiantly. Get out of my head. You don't belong there. These are not my thoughts. Okay. Look at it. Observe it. A buddy of mine had me look at a group. I think it was called, they're called Imagine Dragon or something. Anyway, he led me to a song, and then I followed him on the YouTube, and I started looking at some of the songs and reading some of the songs, and I thought, holy crap, these guys are nothing but high-end occultic music, and most of the music today is of the occult. Shouldn't be listening to music today. You should be making your own music, but the music today that we're listening to on the AM and FM dials are of the occultic nature, unless you're playing nothing but networks that carry just music, no words, but even that can be a frequency, and that frequency can be inserted inside of you, and then you can't get that theme out of your head. So even if you learn and teach yourself how to be quieted, in other words, just quiet your mind, no thoughts, nothing there, you know, and recognize that you are being violated by a bad piece of tech. Or you might have implants in your body you're not aware of, and as a result, the access to your system is more complete because of these networks that are in your body. This is where the bucket comes in. This is where the triangle comes in. This is where some of the coiling systems that we've made come in, where some of the fans we've made with the coils come in. These are where some of these things can come in to create the disruption, just like Tesla's static discharge. These create a toroidal field, which can create a bounce effect inside your homes, which can also protect you from the voice, the skull, or some of the frequencies you're being hit with. It won't protect you from everything, but it can do a thorough job in giving you some kind of protection. Acknowledge what's going on. Acknowledge it all. They're in your head again. Acknowledge it. Don't run from it. Acknowledge it. And then say, get the hell out of my head. You don't belong here. Or if you're doing something, and this is something I know too. Okay, I'll play a brain game when I get done at my day. That's how I wind down. I'll play this game. It's a puzzle game, and I play it. So all of a sudden, I'll have all these interruptions hit my head, trying to again create a distraction. And when I play it and I understand that that's the nature of what this is happening, this music that's going in my head or whatever's going through my head, is trying to create a distraction, I keep playing even more until I get it to a certain point level, which then I call a night and move on. But then I recognize that because I was advancing in what I was doing, that the machine was losing its control. And as a result of the loss of control, it will come up with other venues, other things to get into your head. What's the biggest thing you fear? What's the biggest thing that stresses you out? What's the biggest thing that causes you to feel the most vulnerable? What is the worst case scenario for you? It will find it. It will play you. It will play this into your head. Understand it will give you the defiance you need to put a stop to it. And it'll continue trying to get in and try to get in and try to seduce you with the themes that it's trying to seduce you. AI is still trying to study you. As long as you hold your ground. Hold your ground. You'll come on top. You will come on top. If you speak to the technology, you speak to the AI networks that are going into your head. And I do sometimes, this is what I say sometimes. Sometimes, you know, I get the feeling that there's a demonic presence or something there that is trying to influence a theme. I always make it a point when they are referring to Lucifer or the devil that, you know, Jesus did die, but he came back from the dead. How about you? How about you? See, I've never read any account where Lucifer died, came back from the dead. I did read an account of Jesus dying, coming off his throne to save a planet, to save our sorry asses, dying, got the Jesus beat out of him. And after he died, came back from the dead 3 days later, as he stated. That's powerful. That's hugely powerful. And that is something that you can focus on when these things go into your head to try to create into you the thoughts to make them think, make you think that those evil thoughts, those deceptive thoughts, those hard-nosed thoughts are your thoughts when they aren't your thoughts at all. They're being induced, they're being put into your head through whatever mechanisms that are there. The other thing to look at as well is your detoxification. The more you detoxify, the more you clear out the materials inside the body, the less access they'll have to you. Tonight I was working on something and I blew out an implant, another one. I blew out, actually been blowing out several in the last couple of days. The implants, once they go, things change, and you may find all of a sudden you're feeling a lot better, you're feeling a lot more energized, more strength, more endurance, something. Hang tight. Defy the evil that is trying to access your mind. Try to defy the access to your mind. You have to recognize that these assaults are going to be perpetual. You have to be just as consistent with this, with what's going on. This will form brain strength. This will actually help you develop your brains better. So that when something assaults you on the inside and you recognize this, then you can see this with your mind, you can see this with your brain, then you can make the stands and the choices you need to make. The other day, like I said, I was listening to this group and I had found these four songs and I looked at the lyrics, because I always look at the lyrics of a song, and they had a catchy tunes, you know. The tunes were extremely catchy, and I knew that they were, and I could tell they were by design made that way so that they could further entrap people with the frequencies that they wanted to play through the music. It's important you get this. It's important that you start learning at this. So any way that they can come at you with music, which is a frequency, they will try to embed that frequency into your brain or into your mind so that when they decide to rise up, they will further access you because you already have this technology going inside of you. This is the way where we're at today. To get our systems back, to get everything back, we have to have our minds reset, rebooted, and so that when stuff like this happens, it's not a matter of a chore, it's not a matter of work. It's not a matter of whatever. It's a matter now of you being able to recognize what's going on, understanding that the access points can come in from any direction, whether it be music, whether it be coming to your television, YouTube channels, music things, videos from movie houses. It could be anything. Once it gets in, and once it tries to place that music in there, it'll always play in the background. It'll always be there on the one side of your head as other memories or other things fill up the other side of your head. So stories may pop up, videos may pop up, audios may pop up, people you've talked to with may pop up, people that you've dealt with may pop up, and it'll be coming all at once. When you understand that and see that, first you might freak out. Don't freak out. Stay defiant and show that whatever it is you're doing for this assault to be that intense, keep on doing it. Keep on learning. Keep on, you know, understanding. It is trying to stop your evolution. It is trying to stop your capacity to grow. It's trying to stop your capacity to evolve. It's pretty heavy when you hear that, to stop you from evolution. Understand that's the assault game. And other things may pop up, other things may arise. The name of the game is protect your mind. Recognize it, see it. It'll get past you many a times before you begin, or you'll think of it as just background static, and you'll get it, eventually you'll get it once you stop and analyze the things going on around you, within you, the things you're hearing, the music you're listening to, whatever it may be. You may all of a sudden find that it's not what you think, it's something else, and you gotta just basically recognize it, fight it, and just recognize this. The more you're able to defy it, the more you're able to put it aside, the more you're able to contain it, control it, again, which is an exercise of mental exercises as well, you'll begin to see the patterns yourself and how it works and how to better able to stop any access to you. So it's that's it in a nutshell. Just, again, recognize that every time you're being assaulted with multiple voices, multiple themes, multiple concepts all at one time, that means whatever you're doing, whatever you're seeing, whatever you're understanding, it's trying to distract you so that you cannot evolve. You'll forget what you're doing, forget what you're looking for, you'll forget about it, you know, until maybe another opportune time. But it's what it is. It's what it is. You know, it's trying to get you off your game. It's trying to get you off your pursuit of the truth, off your pursuit of defending this planet, off your pursuit of doing the right thing. Keep this all in mind. Keep this all in mind. I always tell people, because a lot of you are afraid, and I get that, and a lot of you are feeling disconnected because you have really nobody you can talk to, because nobody gets what you're saying. I get that too. When this happens and you understand this, you're not going to be able to talk to the people around you, especially if they haven't been targeted yet, and especially if they've been activated. But even, and so like I said, so even when you are doing whatever you're doing, whatever you're working on, again, you have to scrutinize where you're buying this stuff from. Again, no music while you're working, no videos while you're working. Keep yourself free and clear so that you can accomplish what you need to accomplish, get it done, and stay focused on what you're doing. We are in a war. It's a war about our evolution. It's a war about stopping us from growing. It's a war to keep us from becoming more godly. That's what this war is about. So, to keep us separated from our Creator. So when we're looking at some of the things going on, recognize that the assault is to cause more chaos, more confusion, deliberately to stop you from entering into a place where you can grow, evolve, and become more. Okay, on that note, I think, I think I'm going to call it. A lot there for you guys to weigh in. This is why I say you need to build the devices you need. You need to extract these things out of your bodies, the nanobots, nano implants, the fullerenes, nano worms, the quantum dots. These are things that have to be pulled out. And it's going to take, there is no quick fix. Don't let anybody tell you that they got the solution. Nobody does. You know, we have solutions that can help you reduce it, but as far as fixing this completely, nobody has that. Any proclamation in regarding to any kind of tech that's going to heal you 100% at this stage, I would say buyer beware. Make sure you read the ingredients. Make sure you read what is coming out of whatever it is you're using, consuming, or whatever. Don't get sucked in. Some of these things, don't go to these channels where they tell you to hear a theme or a frequency that's going to deactivate the nano. In fact, the opposite will be true. Okay. Learn to build. Learn to understand. Learn to do things with your hands. It's going to be very important up the way. You know, the more you know how to take care of yourself, the more you know how to build the contraptions that I'm showing you, the more you know how you can modify them, make them better, the quicker you may find yourself in a better position. You know, the more the stuff comes out, the less it has a hold on you. Remember that. Well, alrighty. Let's see what we got here real quick. Okay, I'm always talking about people that, you know, are active and doing something. You got www.minds.com/Brian396. You might want to check out his site, check out things that he's shown as well, getting an idea on how we can, you know, further set ourselves free and, you know, live our lives and become evolved. But anyway, go to these sites, go to the minds.com site, Brian396, go to the Aramac site, go to the Bagat Canada site, come to the augmentedforce.com site, check out the YouTube channels that we've done. You know, it will go a long way in helping a lot of you come up with ideas that you can build and solutions, and even to improve upon the ideas I put out there and make them better. Okay, till the next show, to your health. Don't stay afraid. Okay, get defiant. Okay, if you are fearing, that's because you're allowing yourself to get sucked into the game, whatever it may be. Music being played, guitars being strummed, songs being sung. All of a sudden, you're getting drawn into it, and now it's starting to take over. That's a program, operating system, designed to again cause some kind of corruption. Okay, that's the name of the game. That is the name of the game. All right, augmentedforce.com. Check out the site. They're free sites there. All kinds of information. Herbs Plus Beadworks on the YouTube channel. More information. You got on Brian's photo Google. He's got information there. So if you type in, I believe, nano assembly videos, you might find some information there. So again, check out these places. Check out Aramac's channel. Check out Gag Canada. Get educated. Become informed. And see yourself get free. See yourself fight. See these things happen in your head. As they used to say on the show there. Let me think what it was now. I can't think. The guy used to say, it's a battle for your mind, Neo. It's a battle for your mind. The Matrix, you know, the initial one. It's a battle for your mind. And that's exactly what it's all about. Getting you to surrender. Giving you a state of hopelessness. Giving you a state of fear, intimidation, and then to be driven toward the AI operating system that they want to assimilate you to. All right, till the next show, to your health. Keep it going, keep it flowing. Take care.